So here, I'm going to throw out some terminology you need to know to understand where I'm coming from. And example, legalist. Everybody should know what a legalist is. Jezebel. Everybody should know what a Jezebel spirit is. Once saved, always saved. Everybody should know that, you know. Faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. Everybody should know that. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The rapture of the church. Everybody should know what that's about. The Ma creature. The M-A is water and blood. So the water creatures without the spirit are the Ma creatures. Water and blood creatures. The water creatures and the blood creatures with the letter E, which is spirit, those are the creatures who got saved. They had the seal of the Holy Spirit. And so you've got two kinds of creatures down here on earth. The Ma creatures, which are the flesh creatures, and the MAE creatures, which are the spirit creatures who are walking around in a water, blood body, who have the spirit of the truth. The Ma creatures do not have the spirit of truth. They just have water and blood and a soul, but they don't have the spirit of truth. That's why they're easily deceived. But the MAE creatures have the spirit of truth, the born-again creatures. And so the Ma Sheen, the material realm, matter, the Mother Earth, nurtures the Ma creatures to hopefully get them to move to the new state. And that's what this whole thing's about. So the Ma creatures, they are the flesh creatures, and the flesh always cuts the flesh. These flesh creatures have a win-lose mentality. And the spirit creatures have a win-win mentality. The reason the spirit creatures have a win-win mentality is because God is the source. And we know if we lift somebody else up who's saved, or even if we lift anybody up, then we're automatically lifted up as well. You can't destroy the spirit creature, because even if you took the body, they still go up towards God. You can't destroy a spirit creature, a born-again spirit creature. You can't. Even though they try. The hive mind will try. They'll try to take everything away from you. They will try to get you to commit suicide. They will try to use MK Ultra mind control. They will do narcissistic tricks. They will play games and mind games to the hilt. But because you have the spirit of truth, you see through the games. You might not believe it at first, or you might not understand it, but over time it'll start to make sense. And so their whole game is to keep you from knowing who you really are in Christ, joint heirs. You're sealed until the day of redemption. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And so a lot of this terminology is important to understand, because if you understand who you are in Christ, your identity, then you won't need an addiction. An addiction is ADDI. Well, an identity is ID. So you want to change from ADDI to ADID. So when you are moving towards your true identity, which is in Christ, you have no addictions down here, because this place you know is temporary. You know that nothing can solve your problem but God. You know that to fear no man but God. You know that God is in control. You know that Jesus was a Savior before the foundation of the world, when you got saved. He's a Savior now. He's a Savior in every moment and every situation. And so as you consider the whole truth, there's no way for the devil and his minions or the high mind to destroy you, because the whole purpose of the universe is to develop you, which is the overarching pattern that God has put in your life. So God is going to push you higher. No matter what happens, is to push you to the next level and push you higher. The terminology is important. If you can learn what this stuff means, Then it'll, and then you can start putting the puzzle pieces together, you know. It's important. If you go to be an electrician, you're going to learn the terminology. If you go to be a plumber, you're going to learn the terminology. If you go to be an architect, you're going to learn the terminology. If you want to be a computer programmer, you're going to learn the terminology. So if you want to be spiritual, you got to learn the terminology. It's a different language. The brute beast cannot hear you when you speak spiritual truth. The flesh creature, the brute beast flesh creature, cannot hear you and actually think you're crazy. They can't hear you. You know, a lot of times I talk about the hologram and the fractal and all that. Let me ask you this. The Bible says God is omnipresent, means he's everywhere, right? So is God holographic? Yes. No matter where you look, you can find God. No matter where you are, God knows where you are. Is God fractal? Is God a holographic God? Yes. Is God a fractal God? Yes. Is God an omnipresent God? Yes. Is God an overarching God? Yes. Is God a nurturing God? Yes. Any attributes you can think of, God was it first. God is it even now. Is God outside of time? Can God be outside of time? Yes. The same yesterday, today, forever. If God is outside of time and you're hid in Christ in God, are you outside of time? Yes. Can you see outside of time? Yes. If you exercise the gift of the Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let me say it again. Is God outside of time? Yes. Are you outside of time? Spiritually? Yes. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're hid in Christ, in God. Are you in God? Yes. Is God in you? Yes. Is God outside of time? Yes. Can you see past time? Yes. How? Because Mother Earth realm, time is just a cycle repeat. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. It's already happened. There's nothing new. So let me ask you again. Is God outside of time? Yes. Are you in God? Yes. Is God in you if you're saved? Yes. If you're in God and God is outside of time, are you outside of time? If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's logic. Goes back to the logo. So, is God outside of time? Yes. Are you in God? Yes. Is God in you? Yes, if you're saved. Are you outside of time? Yes. How come you don't know that you're outside of time? Because the biggest conspiracy, this is bigger than flat earth. This is bigger than concave earth. This is bigger than reptilian shapeshifters. This is bigger than UFOs. This is the biggest conspiracy on the planet. That time is just a repeat. They want to hide that. If you start showing and revealing that everything repeats, that time is a repeat, the sun resets every day just like you reset your computer or your phone. If you start revealing that, they've got to shut you down, because if you can see past time, and you can, because there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps repeating. And so if you can see past time, what can they do? Nothing. You're not surprised when it happens. You might be in a lackadaisical mindset and you don't expect it, and then all of a sudden something happens and hits you blindsided. But you already seen it before. It already happened before, but you were not aware or awake, so it kind of shocked you. You know. You also saw the precogs. You also saw the precogs before it happened, but you weren't awake or aware. Because if time, let me say this. If every moment is the same, and it is, there's nothing new, then before something appears, there's always a precog. And even after it appears, there's a postcog. Why? Why? Before I get that, okay, so I get the power bill in the mail today. But before I got the power bill in the mail, there was an email or there was a thought or something happened to remind you got to pay your power bill. And then the letter comes into the mailbox today, but you thought about it prior to that. And then the next day, you pay the power bill, or if you don't pay it, you get a late notice. And so the thought of the bill was before it appeared, and the thought of the bill, whether you paid it or not, is after it appeared. You're still thinking about the same thing. You either paid it or you didn't. Before it appeared, you knew you owed the bill, but if you were not aware, you were so busy you weren't self-aware of what's going on in your world, in your little cube, in your little holographic cube. If you weren't self-aware, oh, there's a bill. I didn't expect that. Yeah, you did. You knew the bill was coming. Oh, they cut my power off. I didn't expect that. Yeah, you did. You knew they were going to do it. So there's nothing that's going to surprise you. And you can take that with the power bill. You can do that with anything. You know the consequences. And the word consequence is together sequence. You know the consequences, the con sequence, S to B, ES is to B. You know the con sequence to B. The consequences. You already know the consequences before it appears. You already know the results before they appear. You already know before it appears. How do you know that? Because you have a holographic mind. You can think outside of time. You know to drive your car to work, you got to have gas. So you know ahead of time that you've got to go get in your car, go to the gas station and pay it. Pay the gas station attendant to get gas. You already know ahead of time what you have to do. And once you do it, you look back and say, I got some gas. You see the future, you see the past, and you're actually thinking it now as if it already has been. And if God is the overarching pattern, what God writes, He writes as if it already happened, because that's the way it works. Because God wrote the script. And when you have the mind of Christ, and Christ Jesus is God, so you have the mind of Christ, and Jesus, the Bible says, you have the mind of Christ, and Jesus is God, so you have the mind of God, the Holy Spirit in you, if you exercise that gift. If God wrote it down and said it's going to happen, so then it already happened, even though it hasn't appeared yet. As it appears, it's because it already happened in the mind of God. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And if that's the archetype, that's the overarching principles, then your thoughts can write in the script. I'm not saying that you're omnipresent or anything, but in Christ you are. Christ in you. And so as I'm looking at my kitchen sink, you might be looking at yours. As I turn around and I do a 360-degree turn, I'm looking at a kitchen table, I'm looking at the living room, I'm looking at a a trash can, a trash bag. I'm looking at some cups, some bowls. I'm looking at a wheel. I'm looking at a spoon, a knife, a fork. I'm looking at some food, some oil. Everything that I'm able to do in a 360 turn, I'm looking at a mirror, I'm looking at a belt, I'm looking at a shirt. Everything that I do, you're doing. Or you will be doing. If you understand the fractal, holographic nature of God, then it only makes sense that God has created a fractal holographic universe, and that this fractal holographic universe is happening all the time because God is omnipresent everywhere and you can't escape it. And the more you try to escape it, once you hear this truth, the more stuff's going to start hitting you to say, hey, think about what he's saying. Think about what he's saying. Really think about it. Is God omnipresent? Yes. Did God create all things? Yes. Is God a fractal? Everywhere you look, you can find God or evidence of God in your reality down here because the heavens declare the glory of God. Yes, God is a holographic fractal God, even more than we can think right now because it hasn't been revealed yet. God is a quantum God. Because he's omnipresent. He's a quantum God. And do you think God's creation would not represent him? What science is trying to do is trying to reveal God, reveal Jesus. That's why they call it the God particle they were looking for. Because it's all about finding God. It's built into mankind to find God, to worship God, to find his maker. And so all the scientific experiments are trying to find the God particle because they're trying to find God. Who is quantum physics? Jesus. Who is eternal life? Jesus. Is God everywhere? Yes. Does that mean this is a quantum universe? Yes. Does it mean it's a holographic universe? Yes. Does it mean it's a fractal universe? Yes. You've got to get the terminology down. You got to cut the noise off. This here, what I just said, should rattle some cages in the matrix. Even if they haven't heard it yet, it's going to reverberate. Is God a quantum God? Yes. Is God a holographic God? Can he look at all the different points of view from a different perspective and see the whole pie? Yes. Is God a fractal God? No matter if it's the micro or the macro or in between, does the blueprint of God apply at every stage? Is God multidimensional? Yes. Then your reality is multidimensional, fractal, holographic, and quantum because God created this place. That means you're multidimensional, you're fractal, you're quantum. In your spirit mind, in your spirit you are. You might be limited by space-time in the natural, but spiritually you're not. And if you sit down in a chair or in a corner or whatever and just start to meditate, and if you can't, you have to ask God. And when he floods your mind with these truths, you'll say, oh, it all starts. Oh, I got it. I got it. And then they'll start to call you crazy because you'll start to share the information. Because if you understand that God is a quantum, fractal, holographic, omnipresent, multidimensional God, then you won't have to worry about fear and doubt and worry and depression and revenge or anything, because God's in control of it all. God has already written your script. You just need to step into it by faith and let him do the do the quantum thing around you. Let God work all the pieces together. It's like playing a game of chess. If you're playing a game of chess against the hive or the devil or whatever, but God is on your team, then you just let God move the pieces and you just keep on walking. You just keep on stepping. He's moving the pieces for your benefit. He's moving. Imagine you're on a chessboard and you're walking on that chessboard and you're trying to get to the other side. He's moving the pieces for you. Quantum, fractal, holographic, multidimensional, omnipresent, all the time, everywhere, all the time. Come on now. It should be clicking now. It should click. Is God everywhere, omnipresent? Yes. Is God omnipotent? He knows everything? Yes. Did mankind create a hologram? How to make holograms? Yes. Where'd they learn it from? Did they pull something that God never thought of? No. They pulled it out of a piece of who God is. Did man create the air conditioning? Yes. Where'd they get it from? They watched how the earth cooled itself, or the human cooled itself, and they took some of God's creation, pulled a piece of it out, and created an air conditioner, a refrigerator. Where do you get anything? You take a piece of God already created, or what He is, and you develop it, and you have something that's beneficial to mankind. Doesn't matter if it's an invention, doesn't matter if it's an idea, concept, book, movie, whatever. If it's a piece cut off from source, which is God, then it should be able to help mankind. And it's not a matter of should, it will help mankind if you look at it from the right perspective. And that's what a hologram is. You can change perspective and get a different view. And so whenever you have a problem or a situation comes at you, look at it from a different perspective and you can overcome. And you can see the good out of it and not the bad. Because that's what a hologram is. When the devil hits you with something that seems bad, step back, look at it from 10 different perspectives, and find something good in it. Because it's only hitting you for your benefit anyway. Whatever God allows through, it's for your benefit. If you don't believe that, then I might as well be talking to a wall, you know. Learn the terminologies of these new concepts and then take it back to the Bible and say, okay, what is quantum physics? Okay, this is what it is. Is God a quantum God? Yes, because He's everywhere. Oh, so quantum physics is just a derivative of who God is, that God is revealing who He is through man's inventions or man's concepts or ideas. Make it fit back into a biblical framework, and then you won't be mad at the scientists saying, oh, we live in a quantum universe, because they're just describing Jesus. God is everywhere. Jesus spoke it all into existence. By Him all things consist. He holds it all together by the power of His might. If you can understand what I'm saying, praise God, hallelujah, because you're going to step to the next level. It's right in front of you. Everything that anybody is saying out of their mouth, words came from Jesus. Now, there are certain thoughts that man, that the devil, man, there's a Bible verse that said man did this or whatever, and the Bible says God didn't even think about that, how evil man could be. It didn't even cross God's mind how evil man could be when in that situation. My point is, God is righteous, God is light. And so when the devil and the minions of the devil do an anti or flip things to the negative, is like, he knew, but he knew how, but my point is, it's so, he's trying to tell you in that verse that mankind is so evil that God didn't even expect man to do that. He knew it could happen, but why do you think the Bible talks about the women eating their children and the men eating their children? Who would have thought of something like that? How evil can it be? The judgment is actually God withdrawing his hand. Real judgment is God withdrawing his authority, withdrawing his spanking and his scourging. When God withdraws his hand and he doesn't spank you or scourge you or reprove, rebuke, exhort, then what happens is man goes down a spiral so deep that nobody even would have think they would be that evil. How could they be that evil? Because when you move God's hand out of the equation, man just spirals downward. Exponential spiral downward. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? I hope so. Because this should give you something to think about. Even the most evil, when they speak words, they have to use words and nouns and pronouns and adverbs and they have to use words that came from source. Mankind didn't create the language. God created the languages. Mankind didn't create the different dialects. God split up the languages. Actually, God split up the languages to help man. Division is to help man. The reason is because if man came together in the energy of the flesh, they would live forever in sin. But God has too much compassion to let mankind live forever as a AI, flesh, mind, robot, sinful creature, misery. He won't, some people still choose it, but he wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. If you can hear some of what I'm telling you, it should take you to the next level. There's always another level because God is unlimited. There's always another level of understanding. There's always another level of comprehension. There's always another level of rightly dividing the word of truth. There's always another level. Just about, no matter how bad do you want it, that's what it comes down to.